A little deja vu is happening on Capitol Hill today. The president of Columbia University will testify about how the school has handled anti-Semitic incidents. This comes several months after another widely publicized hearing where lawmakers grilled the presidents of Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has this preview.
In many ways, today's testimony in front of the House Education Committee is a sequel to that hearing back in December, which saw Republicans, notably Elise Stefanik of New York, pose questions that brought out damaging testimony from the college presidents, like this exchange with Elizabeth McGill, then the president of Penn.
Ms. McGill, at Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
Just days after the hearing, McGill stepped down. Several weeks later, Harvard's president Claudine Gay also resigned following investigations of academic plagiarism. Columbia's president, Manoush Shafiq, was supposed to be there in December, but had a scheduling conflict.
I think this hearing will likely show a lot of the lessons learned from the last hearing.
That's Christopher Armstrong, a lawyer at firm Holland & Knight, who advises clients on how to respond to congressional investigations.
It's impossible to win that hearing. It's easy to lose a hearing.
Armstrong says the administrators from Columbia have the benefit of going second, of having months to prepare. But lawmakers have also had time to prepare their questions. Since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel and that government's response, campuses have struggled to balance free speech and academic freedom with keeping students safe from harassment and violence. Columbia, like many campuses, has seen heated protests by pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli students. It is currently under investigation by the same House committee it's testifying in front of, for, quote, inadequacy of Columbia's response to anti-Semitism on its campus. That's in addition to being among several schools under investigation from the Education Department regarding alleged civil rights violations in the wake of the October 7th attack. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.